Good morning, and thank you for tuning into Fire Shut Up In My Bones. Please turn into the Bible to Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? We're going to read it again. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Let's pray. God, teach us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oftentimes, we're confused and we're left in disarray as to why those that sat in the pew with us, sang in the choir with us, worked in the ministry with us, thought like Christ, were for fundamentalism, were for the Bible, have just changed their whole thought process. Why is it in our circles we see those who used to believe the same things we believe become liberals and despise everything we once stood for? They want to call us who stand for the Bible militant and harsh. What happened to them? Some of them are preacher kids. Some of them I heard their dad preach from the pulpit, preach the Bible unapologetically. And now their sons are pastors now, and they're completely different, and they're completely far from the truth. What happened to them? I want to preach a sermon entitled, What Changed Them? And I'm just going to go with some of the things that God has showed me in my life as to why some people change. Why do some people change? Point number one, they follow doctrine with leaven. Go with me to Matthew chapter 16, verse 12, so I can show you what Jesus was trying to teach the disciples in regards to stupid doctrine. And praise the Lord, I'm in a church right now. I have a pastor who is very, very zealous about teaching doctrine, because there's a lot of stupid doctrine out there that is not from the Word of God. Matthew 16, verse 12, let me read from verse 12. I'll get to the rest later. Then understood how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. In verse 6, it says, then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. What was Jesus talking about? He was saying, hey, look, don't listen to false doctrine. Don't even listen to a little bit of it. Don't get close up to them. Don't get buddy-buddy with them, because it just takes a little bit of doctrine to affect you. Leaven, it just takes a little bit of yeast, a little bit of leaven that you apply to the dough that will cause the dough to rise fast. By the way, look this up on YouTube, how leaven works. It's effective. A little bit of leaven will affect your family, your congregation, how you think, and everyone around you. I just said family. And you wonder why you become liberal. You wonder why your children have some thought process. You wonder why the kid becomes a sodomite. Why is that? They allowed a little bit of leaven in their life. Just a little bit will affect you. You say, it won't affect me. It won't affect me. I can work with them. I can get around them. I can help them in the ministry. They might not believe the same Bible I believe in. They might not have the same standards I believe in. They might have guys up there in ponytails singing in the choir who they should know better. They might have guys up there singing in skinny tight jeans torn up like they went through a lawnmower up there singing these songs where you're breathing, oh man, hey, zingers, and sucking down the mic and sawing down the mic and up there looking like a rock concert. But they're not going to change me. I will warn you, a little leaven living at the lump. Before you know it, you won't see it, but you're going to start thinking like the people you hang around. What should you do? What should you do when you find a person that is teaching you foolishness? That is not teaching you. By the way, I heard Willie Thompson on FBN Radio this morning. He said something that was so profound. How can you tell if a stick is bent and not straight? Well, you compare that unstraightened stick with a stick that is straight. Beloved, whatever someone says, we must support it through the filter of Scripture. If the Bible doesn't support this certain standard, this certain quote, you need to abandon it. Point number two, stay away from leaven. Okay, Matthew chapter 16, verses 6 and 12. I just read that. Stop listening to stupid doctrine. Okay, go with me to Proverbs chapter 19 and 27. This is what you should do when you filter words through the scripture. When someone is saying something that doesn't sound right, first of all, if it doesn't sound right and you feel that there's something wrong with what someone said, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. Now, and that's why you got to study the Bible, because when you hear something stupid, the Holy Spirit will bring that Bible verse in remembrance. I can testify that to that is true. It says in Proverbs 19:27, "Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge." You know what cease means? Stop it. Stop it. That's what I had to do one time to protect myself, and so to please the Lord and protect my wife. We're going to a church that had a problem with Jack T. Chick and his literature about the Bible. They had a problem with that. They were saying that he's spewing out false information. They had a problem with David W. Daniels. They have a problem with Jack Hiles and people preaching the Bible. They call them militant. They called me militant. I was called a Pharisee. Hey, by the way, if anyone calls you a Pharisee, those are people who wanted to kill Jesus, right? That's a very insulting thing to call someone. So you know what I did? When that pastor said, "Don't you want to sit down and discuss some of these things and talk to someone that has a different point of view than you?" I quoted this verse to him, Proverbs 19:27, and he got mad. Well, I don't care, because I want to stick with the Bible, and I am not going to bend towards anyone that wants to take me away from the Word of God. They might not think they're trying to turn me away from the Word of God, and I don't care. We got to do Proverbs 19:27. Amen? Okay, not only do we have to follow Proverbs 19:27, but here's another one that I feel a lot of people are weak on, right? Due to following their own emotions. It says here, point number three, stay away from the brother who calls you away from truth. Listen to me. A lot of people will rather be all emotional and say, "You know, we shouldn't mistreat someone who calls himself a Christian in the church, saying it's okay to fornicate, it's okay to drink beer, I don't care, I have long hair, I can do what I want to do," right? And they get mad at the person, the preacher, who says, "Hey, that person knows better, and he's trying to get you guys to follow him into sin." Stay away from that person. They want to get mad at that person, right? You know, it's interesting, those same people, they're okay with preaching against Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent, who have naked women in their music videos saying that fornication is okay. But as soon as a preacher gets up there and warns his guys to stay away from a former student of the class who wants to get the kids into fornication, into smoking weed, somehow that preacher is the bad guy. Okay, let's go to scripture here. Romans 16:12. Here's how you treat so-called brethren who want to get you into filth. I'm not talking about someone that fell into sin and needs restoration and he knows he's wrong. I'm talking a person that's trying to get you into sin. Romans 16:17. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Know who they are. Know what they teaching. Know what they are teaching. Know what they are teaching and avoid them." 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14. Turn with me there, please. Okay, there we go. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and then 14 here. "If any man obey not our word by this epistle," note that man. Now listen to me. We got guys in our church, young ladies in our church. I don't know why they even come. They want to oppose the pastor. They want to oppose everything that the word of God says and drag you with them. Right? So look at this. If any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man. What does note mean? It means to identify that this person is a problem. And warn yourself from this person. Warn others about that idiot. Note that man. And have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. You shouldn't be friends with them on Facebook. A woman that left her husband for another man. You shouldn't be their friends on Facebook. Someone, a person that is in open, prideful adultery, who went to the same church you went to, where in the same class you went to, heard preaching against adultery, and now they're doing it with a big grin on their face and on Facebook with it. Why are you friends with them on Facebook? Why are you going out to Chick-fil-A to eat with these people? You shouldn't even go out with them, associate with them, until they're ready to get right with the Lord. And that's why the Bible says, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one. When they know they messed up, when they know they need to be loved, when they know they need to get back to the Lord, help those types of people. And that's why in 15 it says, yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. When they're ready to get right, you can socialize with them. When they're not ready to get right and they want to continue in sin, stay away. Galatians chapter 1. Let's go back to Galatians. Check this out. This is talking about idiots out there who want to preach something else that's not in the Bible. Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Okay? Stay away from them. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed. Point number 4. Don't bend away from the scripture. This is so important. People want to dwindle the scripture. People want to talk the scripture down and dismiss it for foolishness in the church and smoke and mirrors and a rock concert and so-called people and people so-called getting healed, and they fall back because some guy fans their cloth across them and they're healed. Foolishness. People get saved by hearing the word of God. How shall they hear without a preacher? Okay. Before I get off track, let's read some scripture. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. I should have kept my finger between that page. I always struggle finding Thessalonians. Okay, oops. All right, 2 Thessalonians 3:14. We're just there. No, I'm in first now. 2 Thessalonians 3:14. Oh, I just read that. Okay. Yeah, don't. Yes. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 2:15. Okay. It says here, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught. And I'm talking traditions in the Bible. Okay. I'm not talking about so-called culture and traditions that are not in the Bible. Okay, be careful of that, whether by word or epistle. Okay, what does stand fast mean? I love this. Look at the definitions. Refuse to abandon one's opinion or belief. Now, we're talking about the opinions of the Bible, and it's not just an opinion. This is the word of God. Hold firm. Stand pat. Stand firm. Insist. Take a firm stand. Be emphatic or resolute and refuse to budge. This is what God wants us to do. The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now look at this last one. This motivates me here. A firm, fixed, settled position. Stand fast means just that. To stand firm and fixed on what the Bible says, not to budge. What, so we can brag about it? No, this is because we're bought with a price. This is what God wants us to do, to follow the Bible. And the Bible, I'll say, the Bible is under attack. The Bible is under attack by these so-called wet behind the ear young Christians who think that the old way of doing things is in the past. Well, I'll tell you, the old way still works. What's the old way? It's the Bible. And beware if anyone wants to dumb this down. And these young preachers who used to follow this stuff, they changed. They abandoned the word of God. Why is that? because they hang around these liberal Christians and they pride themselves in saying, no, I'm not going to change. And all of a sudden, their standards change. Their preaching changes. They become weak. They're not bold anymore. And they start preaching liberalism all because they started listening to preaching with leaven in it. And I'm here to tell you, know what good preaching is. A good friend of mine, Brother Tom Fenwick, he said, most of you guys know what good preaching is. And I'm here to tell you, you must identify what good preaching is. What preaching is from the Bible. And stick with it. Praise the Lord that I'm in a church with good preaching. I don't want to leave. I want my sons to grow up under good preaching and identify that. So they can pick out what leaven is and stay away from it. Stay away from leaven. Don't bend. Stay steadfast on the Bible and the things that you were taught. Point number five. Follow and trust God's word. John 17:17. If you go over there with me. I like this verse. I heard it last Sunday. Pastor Creed was preaching from John 17. It says here, sanctify them through thy truth. Now, I like this. Thy word is truth. Okay, Numbers 23:19. Discern them when you have the time. It talks about that God is a man that cannot lie. Who wrote the Bible? God. He inspired men to write the Bible. God doesn't lie. 2 Peter chapter 1:19, right? We can trust the Bible over so-called hearsay. Some guy says he heard the Lord talking to him in the bathroom somewhere and told him to divorce his wife. He's an idiot. We ought to follow 2 Peter chapter 1:19, where it says, we also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Now look at this. Know this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. What does that mean? It means that God wrote the Bible. He inspired, which means God breathed through men to miraculously write the Bible. And you can see more on that in 2 Timothy 3:16. And then we have Proverbs 30 verse 5, where it talks about the words of God are pure. Check that when you have a chance. We can trust the things that we were taught from the Bible. And we need to, in order for us to not change, and stay steadfast, we need to read the Bible and study it. And don't fall back. Stay steadfast. Don't change. Continue in the things you were taught from the Bible. I'll close with this last verse and then we'll pray. Go with me to 2 Timothy 3:14. It says there, these things write I unto thee. You know what? I'm in the wrong place. 2 Timothy 3:14. It says there, but continue, okay? Don't be like these guys that change. I don't want to be these guys that change. I want to continue. Thou and the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Hey, look, I've seen the Bible become true in my life. I've seen God work. I've seen God real in my life. I'm sure of the Bible, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Okay? And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Don't change. The moment you start listening to these other people, some of these so-called doctrine books apart from the word of God, you will change. And you will change without even realizing it because you're prideful. Don't do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want you to do that. If you're not saved, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's pray. Lord, please help us to think about these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.